Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, we are back on Today in the 10, joined by our good buddy, three-time Super Bowl champion, NFL on Fox analyst, Mark Schlereth. Mark, thanks so much for taking time out of your day. How are you right now, health-wise, otherwise? How's everything going for Mark Schlereth?
Everything is great for me. I feel awesome. Been training my butt off. I feel like I could make a comeback if they promise not to hit me. So things are good.
I love it. Yet another successful season broadcasting for Fox. How's that overall experience been broadcasting with Adam and enjoying football games every week?
I love it, man. I have a great group. You know, on the road with my producer, my director, with Adam, with Christina Pink, and the rest of the people, Joe Williams and Jonathan Biles. We are so tightly wound together, and we have so much fun together. And the preparation, you know, just working and doing all that stuff is a blast. And it's the closest thing that you can kind of do other than playing. Like, it's the most like playing. You get done, you feel mentally worn out from doing it. You just don't take the physical beating that you did when you were playing. So it's a awesome gig, no question about it.
You got championship weekend coming up, and we know that nobody parties like you do for the big games. I'm curious what your setup's like, what you've got snack-wise, TV-wise, otherwise. How are you enjoying championship weekend?
Well, you know, you got to start it off. A great game, great game day experience comes with a great television. LG OLED Evo C3, immerse yourself in extraordinary visual and auditory experience. Whether it's movies, gaming, sports, you'll feel like you're part of the action with LG OLED TV. And then from 42 inches to 83 inches, LG OLED TV, simply the best. Check out more at LG.com. And then the party, you got to have the food. Sometimes the food's more important than the game, for crying out loud. Everyone loves a great snack board. My friends at Farm Rich make it so easy. Mozzarella sticks, loaded potato skins, crispy dill pickles, breaded veggies, and a whole lot more in the freezer section of your local grocer, farmrich.com, for more information. Then you can spice up your party. How about this? Ramen from our friends at Nissin Foods. Heat up game day with the all-new hot and spicy Firewalk packets with, get this, chili pepper-infused noodles, torch teriyaki chicken, screaming Szechuan beef. It's absolutely awesome, man. You're going to love it. Prep and serve in about 5 minutes at Walmart, walmart.com, for more information. That kind of takes care of the game day, and then it's just about the players getting it done.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff as always. Let's start with the AFC Championship game, the Chiefs at the Ravens. Baltimore has been so good this year, but no surprise that Patrick Mahomes is back. What do you expect from the AFC game?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing what they've done in Kansas City. You think about it, six straight AFC championship games, six straight. And, you know, I think sometimes that's miraculous, and we just get used to the miraculous. So it becomes like just we expect it. But it's amazing what they've been able to accomplish. Both teams, you know, the physicality of the Baltimore Ravens, I think, sets them apart to some degree. I think defensively, they do a phenomenal job of attacking your protection. So figuring out where you're turning, how you're protecting, and creating mismatches or creating free runners. They feel like a team that blitzes all the time, but they bring a lot of simulated pressure. What they do is they get home with that simulated pressure. So they'll bring four, but one of them's a slot corner, and you don't have anybody pick up that slot corner, and he ends up sacking your quarterback or making your quarterback throw it early. If the Kansas City Chiefs can do a good job of eliminating those free runners, then I think they've got a big time chance to win this football game. I'll take, you know, the Ravens, just because I think they're so physically gifted and they run the ball so well, and Lamar is just amazing off schedule. But I think this is going to be a tight one, no question about it.
Then I'm looking forward to the NFC Championship as well. Feels like the Lions are really a feel-good story this year.
Yeah.
And they run into the juggernaut that is San Francisco. What do you expect in that one?
Yeah, I love the Lions. I love Dan Campbell. I love the culture that he's created. You know, he is one of those guys that, you know, plays the role of meathead well, but he's a really smart football guy. That's a really good football team. I think defensively they're going to be challenged to defend the run. I think one of the things for San Francisco, they really did not play well at all on both sides of the ball, especially defensively, against last week, the Green Bay Packers. So I think what you're going to see is a much sharper San Francisco team. And I think you'll see offensively them get back into their identity of running the football and basically setting up their play action stuff, which they did not do a very good job of last week. And I thought last week was probably of all the teams, and I did two 49er games, so I probably broke, and not only called two games, but I broke down another six games. I thought it was the worst defensive performance I had seen them have pretty much all season long. So I think they'll bounce back. I think they'll rebound. I like the Niners in that game.
All right, very good. Then we move on a couple weeks to the Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas for the first time this year. Should be a wild scene for Super Bowl week down there in Sin City. Do you like that the NFL is in Vegas?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think it's pretty cool. It's a great place, you know, to go catch a game if you're a fan, not only of the Raiders, but if you're a fan of any other team. What a great weekend to go down to Vegas and spend, you know, throwing your money away and then watching a football game. So I think it's pretty cool. It's going to be a great atmosphere. I'm looking forward to being down there for a few days.
We are in Broncos country, so I got to squeeze one in with the Broncos quarterback mess. Obviously, it's going to be an interesting offseason. Do you have any expectations what the Broncos might do with that quarterback position here this offseason?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see them dip into the draft and go get a guy. You know, I would imagine they may do that, whether it's in the first round, maybe even in the second round, depending on how guys fall and where guys end up. But I think from a veteran standpoint, there's a couple of reclamation projects. I told you I did several San Francisco games. I think Sam Darnold, you know, was drafted third overall by the Jets, went into a system that was just really not very, very favorable for a young quarterback. I think Sam Darnold could be the guy that rolls in here and really has that great rebound to his career, much like Baker Mayfield did last year in Tampa Bay on his fourth team. This would be obviously Sam Darnold's fourth team playing for the Jets and then going to Carolina. And then obviously this year kind of almost a football rehab under Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco. So that might be an option for the Broncos.
All right, so I'll wrap it up with this one. We've been watching kind of the coaching carousel here. We saw Jim Harbaugh land at the Chargers, and we're anticipating a Bill Belichick announcement at any point. It's going to be weird if Bill gets that Atlanta job or wherever he ends up seeing him somewhere else. Have you ever seen a coaching offseason look like this?
Yeah, I think they all look like this. I mean, they're all kind of crazy, although Jim Harbaugh, you know, winning a national championship and leaving Michigan is kind of crazy. I will tell you the reason I feel like Bill Belichick hasn't gotten that Atlanta job yet is because I feel like there are a lot of teams out there that want to get one of these young offensive-minded coaches to kind of fix the quarterback position, whether it's a guy like Bobby Slowick and what he did for Houston's offense and C.J. Stroud, or a guy like Ben Johnson and what he has meant to Jared Goff and his kind of resurrection from not being, you know, quote unquote, good enough in the Rams system under Sean McVay to being, to me, a top 10 quarterback in the league. So I think a lot of owners want to get that offensive, young offensive kind of quote unquote mastermind in their program. So we'll see exactly if Bill Belichick actually ends up in Atlanta or if they go in an offensive direction.
All right, Mark, you're the best as always. Appreciate it. A lot of fun watching you on Fox and hearing from you all season long. And I hope you enjoy the championship games this weekend.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Three-time Super Bowl champion, former Denver Bronco, NFL on Fox analyst Mark Schlereth right there. He's a regular on Denver Radio's 104.3 The Fan as well. And you can follow him on Twitter, joining us on Today in the Den. Appreciate his time. As always, big weekend in the NFL coming up. And of course, KOVE is your home for weekend sports coverage, CBS Sports Radio, all weekend long. And we will be airing both the AFC and NFC Championship play-by-play broadcast this Sunday. You can listen to those here on KOVE. We also will have coverage of Super Bowl 58. So looking forward to bringing you that to the airwaves. If you can't watch the game or if you're out and about, no need to fear. Here you can just flip on the radio and you'll know exactly where everything stands. So thanks again to Mark Schlereth for joining us. More Today in the Den continues in moments. It's KOVE.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.